It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, so what we decided to do on the Top 5 here is to take, since it was a 77-minute speech, take the five, it's actually going to be six, funniest moments from last night, and we are going giving them the drunk Trump treatment.
Uh-oh. There we go.
Slowing it down a little bit. If he were drunk at a bar, this is basically what it would sound like. So, checking in at
number five.
The president claimed that under his leadership, the United States has achieved the lowest unemployment rate in 17 years. Now, of course, that's a change from using that same statistic a year ago. Mm-hmm. Talked about how that's not true. That it was really very, very high unemployment in America. Even though the numbers are, the percentage rates are, you know, within tenths of a point of each other from a year ago. It's still, this is, it, you know, he's made America great again.
Just still very low, very low.
It is. There's no question it's low. We want it to be low.
Yep.
But he is taking, as presidents will do, he's not the first, nor will he be the last to do this. But he's taking excessive credit for this. And he said it's a combination of low unemployment and higher wages could be good to lower the racial tensions in America. You know, you need to lower racial tensions is basically this.
I believe wages now, because the economy is doing so well with respect to employment and unemployment, I believe wages will start to go up, and I think that will have a tremendously positive impact on race relations.
I think he's getting tired there at the end.
Wouldn't you? 77 minutes? That was a long speech.
You know what? Is it true? I mean, that works so well.
Like the person at the bar, they start slumping over.
Right. It was good to raise relations.
Sentences start drowning out.
Oh, my God. Now, checking in at
number four.
This is I found this weird, where he wanted to defend his friend Jeffrey Lord and what they did to him at CNN. Now, Jeffrey Lord, as you'll recall, he was a CNN pro-Trump guy, right? And CNN, and the thing is that CNN is always going to have a cast of pro-Trump people, right? That's the whole bit in cable news.
They had Kayleigh McEnany until she moved over to the Trump, actually working for the White House.
Right. So they have these people who, you know, they hire specifically for that. And many of them are former public officials of some sort, lieutenant governors from here and former senators and former congressmen from there, and some business types and some people who worked for the Trump organization in the past. And because this is the whole thing is orchestrated. The fighting is orchestrated. You hire the people to make it a fight.
Yeah.
You need, because otherwise people aren't going to watch it or everybody's agreeing. You need to have somebody up there that, and you know, Fox News does the same thing. Fox News puts people up there to fight the other side.
Like they do with the five, and Juan Williams is the one guy.
Right.
Goes up against Juan Williams, Jesse, and the rest of them.
Been the one guy forever and ever, right? Mm-hmm. Although Juan Williams is a respected guy.
Oh, totally.
I think in a lot of other in other cable news operations and other things, they try to hire people that can be easily defeated.
But you can still tell the balance of the show when you go to Fox and there are four against one. And sometimes on the CNN panels, you've got the four against one kind of situation.
Four against one or five against two or whatever.
Yeah, it's just
it's basically
it
an alley mugging every night.
Exactly.
You know, depending on how you want to look
or
at
you
it.
Picked who's going to win.
So here he is defending his buddy Jeffrey Lord. Now, again, this is drunk Trump doing this. And the fact that CNN is just failing.
I mean, do you ever see anything, and then you wonder why CNN is doing relatively poorly in the ratings? Because they're putting like seven people, all negative on Trump, and they fired Jeffrey Lord, poor poor Jeffrey. Jeffrey, Lord. I guess he was getting a little bit fed up and he was probably fighting back a little too hard. They said, we better get out of here. We get him out.
This is the next step of drunk emotional.
Yeah, right. Where he's going to cry.
And he actually slurred there. And he said relatively bad ratings.
Relatively bad ratings.
And forgetting words.
Well, the Jeffrey Lord thing, too, is he got fired because he tweeted Sig Heil at somebody. I mean, that was the sort of the end of that. Mm-hmm.
He says it was in jest, but that's not something you really raise in jest. He said you were talking about fascism, and he says he respects CNN, but that's not the way it was intended. It wasn't intended as a support of Hitler.
Poor Jeffrey.
Poor Jeffrey. Such a lovable guy, too.
You know, he worked for Ronald Reagan. He never mentioned that ever, except in every single sentence. Oh, man. Well, he's a very good defender of the president, though, so he'll pop up somewhere.
Yeah, I think he will.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on that same channel that Kayleigh McEnany's on.
I think CNN should have given him the opportunity. They should have kept him, and they should have given him the opportunity to explain that and to publicly distance himself from Nazism. The fact that we have to do this now in America, it is a bit of a shock.
It is.
You know, it's one of those moments. All right, but first we'll get to your 3-2-1. Here is Violetta Pattermatic with your WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Wake up and watch the new WGN-TV Early Morning News with Lauren Jiggetts, Dan Ponce, Traffic with Sarah Jindra, and Weather with Morgan Kolkmeyer. It's all weekdays 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Check it out.
All right, we continue with your Top 5 at 5, and this is a special edition of the Top 5 at 5. Mm-hmm. Top 5 drunk Trump moments from last night's rally in Phoenix,
highlights.
Arizona. Here he is blasting the media for misinterpreting or not giving him enough credit for all the positive things that he said in the aftermath of the Charlottesville tragedy.
Number 3.
So, they were having a hard time with that one. Because I said everything. I hit him with neo-Nazi. I hit him with everything. I got the white supremacists, the neo-Nazi. I got them all in there. Let's see. Yeah. KKK. We have KKK. I got them all.
Oh no.
This is the phase when you're ready to fight.
Yeah. Right. This is when you sort of woke up and like, where am I? Let's fight.
I'll take them all.
Take all you out. Man.
I hit him with neo-Nazi. I got them all in there. Yeah. Is that really the...
I love the people of our country. The people. All of the people. It says, I love all of the people of our country. I didn't say I love you because you're black, or I love you because you're white, or I love you because you're from Japan, or you're from China, or you're from Kenya, or you're from Scotland or Sweden. I love all the people of our country.
He hit everybody there. Sweden, Japan.
This is where you're trying to make up to everybody in the bar. I love everyone.
Sorry. Are you from Japan?
I'm sorry. I
like
tried
you.
To fight everyone. I love everyone.
And when he couldn't think of the first country, pause.
Right, exactly. In his own head. Wait, what's the name of the country?
Give me a country.
I love you because you're from Japan.
I don't know that he got them all in there, as he claims.
And then he was like very...
I like the fact that he's got... All he's coming up with are Asians,
right.
and black
Sweet.
People. Then yeah, he got the Kenyan and then blondes and a hot blonde.
Yeah, I know.
Right. He was stuck in certain areas. He's like...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It doesn't get any better than that. I think we should just stop right there.
It's hard to go from there.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
Then the president made clear how he feels and who he feels is the real problem with his administration. He took a bit of a strange turn, which he appeared to ridicule the media for not being as elite as he is.
You know, I was a good student. I always hear about the elite, you know, the elite, they're elite. I went to better schools than they did. I was a better student than they were. I live in a bigger, more beautiful apartment, and I live in the White House, too, which is really great. I think, you know what? I think we're the elites. They're not the elites.
This is where you're like, a bartender, check, please. I got to get out of here.
Cut him off. You know what? Let's call a cab.
You need one, too, sir?
Yeah.
You okay?
Get his keys.
You went to better schools.
And him and the crowd house.
Isn't that amazing? He's the president of the United States. And he's like talking about how smart and great he is.
Like they're all kind of one. I'm sure everybody in that room lives in similar penthouses.
You know what I'm talking about. You live in Trump Tower. Oh, God.
Can you do that every day?
You know what? He has never really released his grades from
Wharton.
From Wharton. Or from University of Pennsylvania. I don't think he doesn't have a graduate school degree. He's got an undergrad degree from University of Pennsylvania, which has the Wharton School of Business in it. And you can technically go to the Wharton School of Business as an undergraduate, but
I think you should have to take a test to become president. If you don't get a 90% and up, you just can't do it.
Rounded or not rounded?
It doesn't matter.
A curve?
Yeah, sure, on a curve, but at least a history test.
How about just an IQ test?
How about an EQ test?
How about
number one?
All right, now, the president was in Arizona last night, and there are two senators in Arizona who just happen to be Republicans, but the president, who I guess also happens to be a Republican, doesn't like.
Made that clear.
John McCain and Jeff Flake. Now, he clearly blamed the Obamacare repeal and replace failure thus far. It will eventually get replaced. I don't know about repealed, but replaced. He blamed where we sit with this right now with John McCain without mentioning his name.
Obamacare is a disaster. And think. We were just one vote away from victory after 7 years of everybody proclaiming repeal and replace. One vote away.
At least that's relevant to policy. I mean, I don't know. It's not comparing your eliteness and trying to call out your enemies or rail on everyone else.
Think of it. 7 years, but we are one vote away from repeal. They all said, Mr. President, your speech was so good last night. Please, Mr. President, don't mention any names. So I won't. No, I won't vote. One vote away, I will not mention any names. Very presidential, isn't it? Very presidential.
Oh, yes. So
never, ever. This bit has never worked this well.
I know.
Oh. Right. And when you repeat it twice, it really makes it even funnier.
He does. He does that a lot. All right.
7 years!
All right. Well,
did I tell you how many years?
Yeah.
7 years!
Okay. Do you want to drive him home or should I drive him home?
Exactly. Jerry's kind of repeating himself.
Which car is he driving?
He's repeating himself.
Exactly. Right, that's when you leave the party when the person repeats himself.
You're like, oh, we heard that one already.
Yeah. Or I love you because you're from Japan.
Kenya and Sweden. That wraps up everybody.
I would actually like to listen to that. It would be 77 minutes. So 77 minutes of real time. So it would be about 90 minutes if we did it this way.
Yeah.
But it'd almost be worth it to listen to the entire speech in drunk Trump. All right.
Even though he doesn't drink.
Yes. Even though he doesn't drink. He should. We should. Did you see America is drinking more now than they ever have been? Like 27, they set a record in 2017.
So...
There's not enough alcohol.
I think he has another story to tell us. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
The top five at five.